Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Tesam and Aleph. We're holding an Ayin Chesam a base, the bottom line, Ha'aychel Kukaisevus Agasa. So we said that the Shir, to be Chayiv Karis for eating on Yom Kippur, is Kukaisevus Agasa. So Bayra Papa, Kukaisevus Sha'amru, Bigarinasa, Ibulai Garinasa. The way Rashi learns, is the Shir the flesh of the date together with the pit, or is it just the flesh of the date? With the pit or without the pit? Bayra Rav Ashi had a different Shiloh with regards to Shirim, Etzem Kisa'ira. When it comes to the shear of a mace, of the bones of a mace, that's matame b'magu masa. So the shear of it is that it has to be the shear of a kisaira, of a barley seed. Does that mean b'klipasa? I believe klipasa. With its shell or without its shell? With the shell of the barley seed or without the shell? B'lachai b'yavesha. Is it talking about a fresh barley seed, which is larger, or a dried barley seed, which is smaller? So says the Gemara, we have a Mesaira that Rav Ashi lo mi bayu le hadra papa, that Rav Ashi dafka did not clear the shaila of Rav Papa, because he held it wasn't much of a shaila about whether or not the kesevis means with its pit or without. Because gasa itmar, the Mishnah says gasa kesevis a gasa, koklamet de gasa, so it means we're supposed to make it as large as possible, it means with the pit. Rav Papa lo mi bayu le hadra Rav Ashi, and Rav Papa didn't have Rav Ashi suffik, he didn't have Rav Ashi shaila about etzav kesaira, because lacha shibayles mekri, if it would be fresh, then it's not called saira, it's called shibayles, and shalai bil kipasa, ushla mekri, it's called ushla, it's not called saira, so it must be that it's yavesha, and it must be that it is, that it's with its klipa. Amar Rabo, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kesevus Agasa, Sha'amru Yaseir Mikabetza. That the Kesevus Agasa, which we'll see meaning we're going like Rav Ashi, the Kesevus Agasa, the flesh of the date together with its pit, so it's larger than a Kabetza. It's slightly larger than a Kabetza. Now, why is that the shear? The reason why the Torah gave that shear of Kesevus Agasa for eating on Yom Kippur is because the issue with eating on Yom Kippur is not because it's mechalos asurais, it's not an iser achila, that we need a maisa achila, which generally is just a kezayis. The iser is because of inoy. We need a person to be in a state of affliction. So therefore, the shear of it is kesevus agasa, because that's the amount that gives a person comfort, and it takes him away from his affliction, and takes him away from his inoy. But Kolpanim, Rav Yehuda says that the shear of a kesevus agasa is larger than a kebetza. How could you say that the shear of a kesevus agasa is larger than a kebetza? There's a story that on Sukkot one time they gave Rav Yechiel ben Zakkai some food to eat. They gave him two dates, presumably without their pits, because a person doesn't eat the pits, but they gave him two dates and also a pitcher of water. Now, Va'amru, Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai and Rav Gamliel said when they were served the food, Halumu sukkah, bring it to the sukkah, we wanted dafka, eat that in the sukkah. However, V'tani Allah, we learned in the Braisa that Lai Mimnei Sha'alacha Kach, the reason why they wanted to eat it in the sukkah is not because the halacha is that they're mechuyiv to, El Sharatu L'Hachmer Al Atzmon, they wanted to be machmer and eat it in the sukkah. Now, Ukshanas nu loy Rab Tzadok Aichel Pachis Mikabetza, when they gave Rab Tzadok food that was less than a kabetza, so not Lubimapo, so he didn't wash his hands, he just put it into a shmata, because that seems sensitive, he didn't want to touch it with his hands, but Amai said because it was less than a kabetza, so he didn't wash his hands, V'achu chutzah sukkah, he ate it outside the sukkah, which is what we're gonna focus on, V'loy birech acharav, and he didn't bench, because it was less than a kabetza. Now the point is, you see, that he ate it outside the sukkah, that because it was less than a kabetza, so he ate it outside the sukkah. So what you see from there is a kabetza by a sukkah, that the shear to be chayiv in sukkah is a kabetza. Now if the shear to be chayiv in a sukkah is a kabetza, and Rav Gamliel said about the two kaisavais that he ate, that it's not chayiv in sukkah, it must be that two kaisavais is less than a kabetza. So two pitless kaisavais are less than a kabetza. Now, and if you're going to think that the kesevus agasa, one date with its pit, is larger than the kebetza, so it's not going to make any sense. Because hashtet shtei kesevus b'loi garinon, loi havu kebetza, if two pitless dates don't equal a kebetza, so kesevus agasa v'garinasa mi havi yaseir mi kebetza, so one date with its pit all of a sudden is more than the kebetza, how does that make any sense? Then that would have to mean that the pit of the date is larger than the date itself, is larger than the flesh of the date. Just as the Gemara in Echanami, it is. Amrav Yirmiya, in. Shtei kaisav is v'lei garinasan, loy havu kabetza. Two dates without their pits is less than the kabetza. However, Kesevis Hagasa Vigarinasa Haviyaseir Mikabeitza. One date with its spit is larger than the kabeitza, because the pit is larger than the flesh of the date. Amra Papa Hanu Damri Inchi, which is like what people say, that Trekavi the Tamri, that if a person has two kav of dates, so Chad Kava de Kashaisa Usariach, so one kav of it is really just pits, and even more, Rashi says Usariach is a lashon of even more. It's more than half of those two kav of dates is really just pits, because the pits are larger than the flesh of the date.